Welcome back, my LLs, my Lubari listeners, and fellow real estate enthusiasts and investors. Welcome back to another episode of the Lubari Real Estate Podcast. And today, we're diving into a crucial topic that every real estate investor should understand. Cost segregation studies. Whether you're just starting out or you have portfolio properties, knowing about cost segregation can significantly impact your bottom line. So let's get into it. All right, so first off, what even is a cost segregation study? Essentially, it's a detailed analysis of the components of a property to accelerate depreciation deductions. So instead of depreciating the entire property over 27 and a half years for residential properties or 39 years for commercial properties, a cost segregation study identifies assets that can be depreciated over shorter periods, such as 5, 7, or even 15 years. These shorter depreciation periods lead to significant tax savings in the early years of owning a property. So why is this important? Well, for real estate investors, reducing taxable income means more cash flow. So a cost segregation allows investors to front load depreciation deductions, which can free up capital for reinvestment, also free renovations, or acquiring a new property. It's a powerful tool to enhance cash-on-cash returns and overall investment performance. So how does a cost segregation study exactly work? Typically, a specialized engineer firm conducts the study. So they'll evaluate the property and break down its components into different categories, such as personal property, land improvements, and building components. Personal property and land improvements often have shorter depreciable lives, making them eligible for accelerated depreciation. So let's get into the examples and benefits. Let's dive into an example to illustrate the benefits of cost segregation study, okay? So imagine you purchase a multifamily property for $2 million, right? Now, without cost segregation, you might depreciate the entire property over 27 and a half years. However, with the cost segregation study, you can allocate, say, 20% of the cost to personal property and land improvements, which means you could accelerate depreciation on that 20% portion over 5 or 7 years, leading to substantial tax savings in the early years of ownership. And this is really good for investors because most investors typically have a 5 to 10 year hold plan. So if you're only planning on holding a property for about 5, 7 to 10 years, why would you depreciate the whole thing over the amortization period when you can say, hey, let's take all that we can get over the next 5 to 15 years and have it upfront, right when we purchase the property or in the first year? So then that way, all your tax savings that would have happened over 27 and a half years happen in year one. And that saves you a lot of money and allowing you to cash flow more. And on top of that, you use your cost segregation study. And when you get your depreciation amount, you take that to your tax personnel. They will give you a K-1 form. And they will give all the investors, all the LPs, K-1 forms, and they can participate on the tax savings, the tax deductions now on their taxes. And this is how investors have been able to invest in properties such as this, such as this asset class of multifamily specifically, and been able to go years without paying taxes because their deductions are high enough that they don't have to pay taxes on anything else. The taxes offset their taxable income or whatever else they have going on. And that is one of the beautiful things about real estate, specifically multifamily real estate, which is another reason why I love it, the tax benefits, and it all links together. So in conclusion, a cost segregation study can be a game changer for real estate investors. It's a strategic tax planning tool that maximizes cash flow and accelerates wealth building. If you haven't considered a cost segregation study for your properties, now might be the time to explore this option with the qualified personnel, of course. Either refer yourself to more experienced general partners, or you can go straight to your tax personnel, or you can find an engineering firm that performs it. In either way, there's plenty of ways to skin a cat. Just find a way that works best for you. And now we segue into my favorite part of the podcast, where we talk about what real estate has done and can do for you. So this week, I want to be a little more dangerous. Well, as far as, you know, speaking on this, but one of the things I'm working on building now is my arsenal. So I want to make sure that, you know, well, first of all, being in the military and being an NCO, it's my job to stay tactically and technically proficient. So that means, of course, I have to keep up with my marksmanship. So I am working on building my arsenal and perfecting my craft and honing my skills so that I can become a better shooter and a better leader. And the better I shoot, the better I can teach others to shoot as well. And then, you know, I also want some gear to look cool and stuff, you know, like the vest, the hats, and, you know, the headphones. You know, got to protect your ears because tinnitus is no joke. Sometimes you got to sleep with a fan on, and that's just not so fun. But anyway, yes, the arsenal is what I'm building up. Handguns, shotguns, and, of course, rifles. Maybe throw a crossbow and a machete in there, but we'll see. We'll see. Don't let me get a katana. Because, I might go Kill Bill on something. No, I'm just kidding. Well, that wraps up today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. And remember to stay tuned for more insights and strategies on multifamily real estate investing. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review and share it with your fellow investors. And until next time, happy investing. I love you and be blessed.